Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to conclude sharing with you on the subject of the truth about Halloween. Halloween is celebrated by the world as a fun occasion. Christians celebrate this holiday as well. What is Halloween all about? The original celebration that led to our modern day Halloween began with the pagan Druids hundreds of years before Jesus was born. They were a people involved in witchcraft, and they considered November 1st the beginning of their new year, and they considered this day preceding that, October 31st, as the day of transition from the summer to the winter, and that was a day when they believed it was the time of great activity of supernatural beings. They believed the barriers were down between the natural world and the supernatural world. They had a celebration in honor of their pagan god Samhain. Now, Samhain was an evil spirit who was considered the Lord of the Dead, and the celebration was called a vigil or a festival of Samhain. During this festival, the high priests were to collect offerings for their god Samhain in order to worship him. October 31st was also called All Hallows Day. This particular celebration began as the sun was setting the evening before. The prior evening, October 30th, was called All Hallows Eve, from which we get our modern name of Halloween. The celebration was a festival of the dead. They were honoring Samhain, the Lord of the Dead. And in the Druids' pagan religion, they believed that the souls of the dead would rise out of the graves, wander the countryside, and try to return to their former homes where they lived for food and shelter. On All Hallows Eve, Samhain then was to call up all the evil souls that had died during that year so that they could return to their former homes. The people believed the evil souls that would come out at night, coming to visit their homes, would be appeased through a sacrifice to them. In reality, these were not the souls of the dead, but evil spirits that were coming. If the food and treats provided by the new residents of their homes was not acceptable to them, the evil spirits would do evil deeds to them. They'd cast spells, they'd promote havoc, they'd destroy their property, livestock, they torment them, terrorize them, and even to the point of killing their children. The Druids often would ask the families to sacrifice the firstborn child in order to pacify these evil spirits, guarantee fertility of the crops and the livestock. They had to satisfy the demands of the spirits with good treats, or they would retaliate with a trick. So giving food to the evil spirits was in reality a sacrifice to the demons and a worship of Satan. That means that when children go out trick-or-treating, they're actually following the same yearly pagan ritual in honor of Samhain, who of course is in reality is Satan and these evil spirits that are going from door to door wanting to be appeased. The children who go out trick-or-treating are taking the place of the evil spirits who went to the homes demanding a sacrifice. So the participation of children in demanding a treat or I will trick you will open the door for demon spirits to enter into them. In giving out food to the evil spirits, the people were sacrificing to the demons, worshiping the devil. If you get involved giving out food or candy to children on Halloween, you're doing the same thing. Participation in this and giving out treats, you're actually doing the same thing in sacrificing to the demons and the worship of the devil. The superstitious Celtic people, they were so afraid on All Hallows Eve, they'd travel on this day, they'd wear masks, costumes to disguise them to try to ward off the evil spirits. They would dress up as demonic creatures or creatures of the dead. This is where today's Halloween tradition came from, of wearing of costumes, skeletons, ghosts, mummies, and how people decorate their properties with skulls, crossbones, graveyards, or other symbols of death. So the customs and all the decorations of Halloween also have significance to witchcraft. Colors of orange and black, they are considered the colors of Satan. Black is significant of the witch's cloak. It's also the color of darkness and evil. Orange is the color of fire, and the witches would gaze into the candle of the fire in conjuring up their demons to perform the curses, hexes, or spells. Also, the custom of bobbing for apples involved a witchcraft token of fertility and love. The witches believed that the apples could divine or foretell the future. And if someone bobbed and got the apple, they got the assurance of love and fertility from the person that he loved. Costumes and masks were worn to ward off evil spirits. The people hoped that the evil spirits would see the costume or mask and think the people were demons so they would not do anything evil to them. He must understand the wearer of the mask or costume was actually a partaker of the power of the spirit which the mask symbolizes. That means that anybody who's wearing a mask or costume will open the door for a demon of that type to come into them. Now, ghosts were considered the spirits of dead souls who were manifesting themselves, but in reality, there were demons impersonating the dead person. The haunted houses are places where noise going on from the poltergeist, which are spirits. Polar means noise or racket. Geist means spirit. That's where you see evil spirits causing things, such as lights to turn on and off, moving of things, making noises, and tormenting the residents. This is all the activity of evil spirits, and it even goes on today. Also, black cats are symbols of evil spirits. Cats were thought to possess magical powers and used by witches as familiars. Owls would make sounds at night. The screech of an owl was believed to foretell disaster or death. And bats were symbols of demons hunting their prey in the darkness. The bats would drink the blood, symbolic of the sacrifices of animals and humans and the drinking of their blood. And the jack-o'-lantern was the ancient symbol of a damned soul under control of Satan. Today's parallel tradition is to hollow out a pumpkin and carve a face in it in the appearance of an evil, demonic face with a lighted candle inside. The firelit jack-o'-lantern was thought to frighten away the evil spirit, so all these modern customs and decorations all come from witchcraft, and there's a definite meaning for the use of these specific items. Having seen the history and symbolism of the customs and decorations of this holiday, we can certainly conclude that it's all involved in witchcraft and honoring of Satan. Did the early Christian church ever celebrate Hallows Eve? No. All Hallows Eve was never celebrated by the church until the 7th century A.D. Prior to that time, many Celts had been converted to Christianity. Although they'd received Jesus as their Savior, they continued many of the pagan practices, including the celebration of the dead on All Hallows Day. In the 7th century, in an attempt to move towards replacing the pagan holiday, the church leaders initiated a new celebration called All Saints Day, and that day was set aside in memory of Christians who died for the faith. Initially celebrated in May, it was changed by 900 A.D. back to November 1st to replace All Hallows Day. However, the All Hallows Day celebration continued among many of the people, and this celebration was brought to the United States in the 19th century by immigrants from Scotland and Ireland. Over time, All Hallows Eve became known as Halloween and has become accepted and popular in the United States. Pagan witchcraft influence dominates the holiday. Should a Christian celebrate Halloween? The answer is no. The reasons are because of what it's all about. It's thoroughly rooted in witchcraft. It glorifies Satan, darkness, and death. It treats witchcraft and witchcraft symbolism as acceptable and harmless. It's also disobedient to God's word to have anything to do with occult witchcraft, darkness, and the celebration of death. Christians are to celebrate life and the work of Jesus, not death and the works of Satan. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:5. You're all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. In Romans 13:12 it says, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Ephesians 5:11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." The word of God is very clear. You should have nothing to do with darkness. Instead, we're supposed to cast off all the works of darkness, including the celebration of Halloween. In fact, we're not only told to have no fellowship with the works of darkness, but we're to reprove and expose them for what they really are. Today, there's many Christians who celebrate Halloween as harmless fun. There's some that participate in it just like the world. There's others that take the approach that they can participate in it, allowing their children to go trick-or-treating while not allowing them to dress up in evil costumes. Instead, they have them dress up in harmless costumes as Bible characters. They reason that they can still participate in it as long as they're not following the evil Halloween customs and traditions of witchcraft. Well, an underlying reason for this approach is so that the children don't miss out on all the fun and that they can get candy like all the other neighborhood children. In other words, they're going to participate in the holiday customs but change them to have a Christian meaning to them. This approach may sound like it's reasonable, but it's wrong. You can't change the meaning of something and make it what you want it to be when in reality it's a time of glorification of death, Satan, and evil, which others are participating in. We should not compromise and participate in a worldly holiday because of what we might miss out on. Any participation in this celebration honors the reason for its existence, which is clearly to promote witchcraft. One must realize that when one participates in a celebration that's truly rooted in witchcraft and paganism, you're not just observing a modern-day holiday, but in reality, you're honoring and embracing all the ancient traditions and activity of that holiday, whether you're participating in them or not. Christians should have nothing to do with this evil holiday. In Jeremiah 10, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says, "Learn not the way of the heathen, for the customs of the people are vain." In Deuteronomy 18, verse 9, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. It's clear, Christians must not follow the evil customs of the world, for they're an abomination in the sight of God. The Lord does not want us to compromise the principles of the Word of God to follow worldly ways. It's time for all Christians to stand up and totally reject Halloween. We need to follow these six steps to scripturally deal with this evil holiday. First, confess any involvement with Halloween as sin, receive forgiveness and cleansing from the Lord from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Second, repent from involvement in it. To repent means to change the mind, turn around, and go into a different direction. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:1, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Because you now recognize that Halloween is an evil holiday, you change your mind and your attitude towards it. You turn away. You separate from it, refusing to be involved in it ever again. Third, get rid of all your Halloween decorations. Burn them if possible. Do not have any evil decorations on your property. Fourth, command all demon spirits that have entered you, your children, or your home through any prior participation in Halloween to come out of you and to leave in the name of Jesus. Break any curses, hexes, or spells from witchcraft and cast out these spirits. Fifth, teach your children the truth about Halloween and explain to them why your household will have nothing to do with this evil holiday. Do not allow them to go out and participate in the trick-or-treating or any Halloween activities. Sixth, don't give out candy or food to those that come to your house on Halloween. Your participation in even giving out the candy or food to those who come to your door makes you a part of it and will bring curses upon you. In conclusion, it's important that we realize that Halloween is a celebration of death, witchcraft, and darkness, a time of honoring Satan and those participating in witchcraft. It's an evil holiday and should be forbidden by all Christians. Do not participate in any aspect of it. Remember that any participation honors the reason for its existence, which is clearly to promote witchcraft. And you must realize that when you participate in a celebration that's truly rooted in witchcraft and paganism, you're not just observing a modern-day holiday, but in reality, honoring and embracing all the ancient traditions and activity of that holiday, whether you're participating in those exact traditions or not, have nothing to do with this evil holiday. And don't be afraid of any curses from witches or warlocks. The Bible says in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, do not fear. And if you do assemble together on Halloween, any assembling should be for spiritual warfare against the activities of Satanists and witches. We should intercede in prayer and wage spiritual warfare against all these curses, hexes, spells that are going to be sent forth by witches and warlocks so that the activity of the evil spirits are stopped and their demonic strongholds are pulled down. It should not be observed as a festival or a party, but rather a time of holy warfare against the powers of darkness. As we now know the truth, you should go and spread forth the truth and enter into spiritual warfare to come against the works of witchcraft and have nothing to do with this evil holiday. God bless you. As I close today, I want to make available to you my book, The Truth About Halloween. If you're interested in just one copy, we can send it to you for $1.50. If you want multiple copies to be able to pass out to people at this time of year, they're available at 75 cents each plus postage. If you're interested in getting the book on The Truth About Halloween, please give me a call at 602-279-5212. The Truth About Halloween, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.